Welcome to a new episode of our Lufthansa Technik podcast. Today we will talk about Lufthansa Technik as a design and production organization. I'm pretty sure that our customers know Lufthansa Technik since many years as the leading MRO provider. But we are much more. Ingenuity is one of our core values. We always strive to achieve the very best for our customers. No matter if it's a new custom design or a complete new invention, we make it happen. So I'm more than happy to have Andrew Muhead here today as our guest. Andrew is Vice President of OEM and Engineering Services at Lufthansa Technik. He was here from the beginning when Lufthansa Technik developed into a design and production organization, in addition to the MRO business. You will get some exciting insights from him. A warm welcome, Andrew.
Thanks, Oli. It's a pleasure to be here.
Andrew, can you give us some more insights into our in-house manufacturing or production competence? And does every MRO provider have the authority to manufacture or produce in-house?
Yeah, Oli, there's many MRO companies out there, and there's also many manufacturers out there with repair capability, but there's not many MROs out there with manufacturing capability. And that's what makes us, I think, unique out there. Not only are we capable of manufacturing beyond our MRO capability, we're a manufacturer, but we're also a design organization and a CAMO organization, a continued airworthiness management organization. So we have four capabilities under one roof, which I think is pretty unique.
Already in 2002, Lufthansa Technik started to build up competence in in-house manufacturing. What was the motivation behind this decision, Andrew?
Oh, that's a bit of a long story. I'll try and keep it short. But basically, I was working on an aircraft late at night, actually, with a colleague. And we were installing cabin management and in-flight entertainment systems. And it was the same system we were installing. I won't mention the manufacturer. And it wasn't working. And this was like the third aircraft that we'd been working on. And I turned to my colleague and I said, "Do you want to do this for the rest of your life? I think we could build better equipment ourselves." And he said to me, "Well, why don't we?" And that was the start of an idea which turned into a manufacturing operation, which we have today of close to 400 staff, including our subsidiaries.
Wow, that's impressive. Great to hear that during the entire development and realization, the motivation was and is still very high to create the best possible product for our customers. Do you still remember the first products we manufactured in-house?
Well, as I say, it started with the cabin management in-flight entertainment system. So actually, we wanted to build a better product. And luckily, we found a first customer very quickly. And we built what I believe at the time was the world's first fully Ethernet-based cabin management in-flight entertainment system for a Boeing business jet. And so that was actually one of the first products. But there are a few firsts back then. We built also the first wireless access point for commercial aircraft back in those days. And we also built the first wireless handset for first and business class, which ended up becoming at the time the biggest wireless deployment in the industry as well. So there are a number of things that we did that were really quite groundbreaking to meet direct customer needs. And at the end of the day, to build a better product than what was out there at the time. And those are things that we're very proud of and that I think have put us into the strong position that we're in now.
Can you explain what are the key factors for a successful in-house production?
Starts with listening to the customer. I think you can have the best production processes, but if you're not building what the customers need, that's no help. So a lot of our focus is around what is the customer pain? What's the real need that they need to have solved? And then putting a bunch of creative minds together to figure out how do we come up with a good solution that's cost effective and that meets the quality standards of the customer. And I think that's been our, if you like, our secret sauce for success over the last years.
That sounds like a good formula for success. But how did you cope with challenges and obstacles during these times?
There's many challenges and obstacles to starting a new business like that in the first place. At the time we had to build up all of the processes and the capabilities, so getting the right people together, but also getting the right setup. So being able to, for example, qualify equipment and be able to do that in an efficient manner. So we have our own qualification test labs that we've set up here at the facility at Lufthansa Technik that enable us to do a lot of the typical tests that you need to do very quickly in-house. But also having the right skill set and mindset. So we don't just have a bunch of engineers who sit in a lab coming up with products. We have a very diverse range of people who cover everything from understanding really what the customer needs and understanding how the customer needs to use a service or a product, all the way through to people doing documentation, logistics and manufacturing processes. So it's also about the team and having the right people together.
You mentioned a few of the very first products earlier. Since then, our in-house expertise expanded more and more. This is also reflected in our current solutions. Can you give us a few more current examples of in-house developed products?
There's a lot more that we're doing since back in the earlier days where we very much started with cabin electronics. So that was really how we built up our initial capability. But today we go way beyond that. We're building, for example, radomes. So the structures that cover the antennas on the aircraft, we have together with our ARC division, airframe related components division, we build radome structures for the aircraft. So for fuselage mount and for the tail fin. But also we're building products such as a patient transport unit, which is, if you like, an intensive care unit for aircraft that can be very quickly installed in the cabin by removing some economy class seat rows and installing that in the aircraft, enabling then very sick passengers to be transported. And then probably a product that everybody out there knows, the emergency escape path marking on the floor guide you, which guides you to the exits on the aircraft. We're the biggest supplier of that product today to the industry, and that's a product also that we manufacture in-house.
Great. This is really a wide range of products and all adapted to our customers' needs. Does Lufthansa Technik develop these solutions for all aircraft types and operators?
Each product obviously has a specific market that we develop for, but our customer base ranges from commercial airlines, business jet operators, VIP, head of state, all the way through to defense aircraft as well, where we provide radome solutions. So we're pretty much covering the whole palette from commercial aviation all the way through to niche special mission aircraft as well.
It's really great to hear how much Lufthansa Technik has developed the in-house competence further and further. Can you give our listeners a little glimpse into the future? Which products and features can we expect?
Well, yeah, there's all sorts of things in the works. We're spending actually quite significant time and effort into a number of research programs currently. So we're looking into cabin air filtration. That's obviously a very as a topic of great interest at the moment, given the pandemic. So looking at how cabin air filtration can be improved in the future. But we're also looking at networks for Internet of Things devices. So how we can use sensor data in the aircraft to assist with predictive maintenance and building up sensor networks to support that. We have some R&D programs going on in the area of passenger health. So are we able to detect certain things in the cabin? For example, if somebody comes on board and is not feeling well, are we able to detect that? Or if there are instances where there's the danger of deep vein thrombosis because they're not moving enough in their seat, there's a number of things that we're looking at there and working together with medical partners to see how we can improve the health and well-being of passengers on board as well. Other areas that we're working on are new technologies such as organic LED displays, so large signage surfaces for the aircraft, including transparent organic LED displays. So potentially having a display that goes over the top of a window where information can be provided to the passenger. So as they're looking out the window and maybe flying over a city like Chicago, the window can tell them that that's Chicago down there and maybe even what the weather is on the ground.
Fascinating, absolutely. What is all possible today? So, Andrew, thank you so much for all these exciting and fascinating insights and for your valuable time. And dear listeners, thank you for listening to this episode of the Lufthansa Technik Podcast.